This is Fresh Air. The Smithereens is a New York-based band whose four members grew up in New Jersey. Three of them went to elementary school together. Their first record, a homemade maxi single, was released in 1980. The band's known for their raucous live shows, and they say they wanted to capture a little more of that on their new album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
There's an immensely enjoyable record around just now that I fear will slip into obscurity soon, so I want to call your attention to it. It's called Smithereens 11, but it's only the band's third record, and there are only four Smithereens. Anyway, the album's been around for about 3 months, but the only song attracting even a small amount of radio airplay is A Girl Like You. A Girl Like You is typical Smithereens, a rocking chorus that contrasts nicely with the pure pop melody of the verses. The Smithereens are led by songwriter and singer Pat D'Anizio, who specializes in feeling sorry for himself in a very engaging way.
Blue period, black comedy, such a joke I played on me. I let you go, and now I know a world of uncertainty. Now I think about the days when I let you down in so many ways. That's the time I want to cry, and the time I wonder why, and pray. My apathy is tragedy. I'm content to stay inside. This emptiness is killing me. I can run, when I always did you wrong. That's the time I can't forget, and it fills me with regret. Always.
The Smithereens are steeped in hard-edged 60s pop, both the classy stuff, like the Beatles and the Kinks, and the agreeably junky stuff, like Paul Revere and the Raiders and Tommy James and the Shondells. Pat D'Anizio takes great care with his lyrics, inserting small puns and rigorous rhyme schemes into his melancholy scenarios. He also tries to break away from the usual rock and roll romance stories. Maria Elena, for example, is a song about Buddy Holly's wife.
Little girl, little one, gave his heart to you. In this world, you'll never know a love that is more. I will love you all my days, that's how it's got to be. I believe in true love ways, Maria Elena.
If the Smithereens have a weakness, it's that D'Anizio's voice can be rather monochromatic whenever it doesn't have a first-rate melody to sing. That's true of songs here such as Room Without a View and Blues Before and After. But then D'Annunzio can shake off that dolorousness with a song like the vividly detailed William Wilson.
I'll take my time and I like to move slow. Why should I worry when there's nowhere to go? I like things simple and my friends are all right. I tell no stories and I sleep good at night. Things were different just before I met you. Now I worry, wondering what to do. I was happy never playing your game. Now you tell me that your name is William Wilson. William Wilson.
As I said, Smithereens 11 isn't exactly burning up the charts. In fact, it's pretty much stalled in the low 40s on the latest Billboard pop chart. Why? Well, in a pop world where it took the immensely charming B-52s a full decade to get a top 10 single, who knows? I think part of the Smithereens' problem is that their music is such a clear throwback to an earlier era that radio programmers figure today's listeners will hear it as nostalgia. There's a long line of such contemporary cult acts. Marty Jones, The Feelies, Nick Lowe, The Only Ones, Ian Gom, they all make tuneful, intelligent music that's failed to find a mass audience. But ultimately, there's no reason why the Smithereens shouldn't be enjoying Paula Abdul-sized success.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
I never think about the future, I just live for today. And if you want a ready answer, I got nothing to say. Disappoint you, because I'm quite content to sit right here with nothing to do.
This is Fresh Air.